Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Memheim and Aleph. We're holding five lines from the bottom of Memdalim and Beis. So says the Gemara. We said that during the year, the Machta was made out of a yellowish gold, and on Yom Kippur, it was made out of a reddish gold. So Amrav Chisto, Shiva Zahav Amin. He says that there's seven types of gold. There's Zahav, Zahav Toiv, Zahav Eifer, Zahav Mufaz, Zahav Shachot, Zahav Sagur, Zahav Parvayim. Zahav, Zahav Toiv, what's the Makar? Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, Zahav Aretz Ahu Toiv. It says that the gold was good. So obviously, if there was Zahav that was Toiv, it means that there was Zahav that was just regular Zahav. So that's how we know Zahav and Zahav Toiv. Zahav Eifer, what's Zahav Eifer? The Asi Mi Eifer. It just means that it came from Eifer. Zahav Mufaz. It should daim lepas. It shined like pearls. Zav shachut shenitve kachut. It was very soft, and you were able to spin it like a thread. Zav sagur. It was called that. Bishah sheniftach, because when the store is open to sell it, kol hachanuyos niskari. So all the other stores closed. Zav parvayim shedayim ledam aparim. It was called parvayim because it was similar in color. It was red like the dam of a par. Rav Ashi Amar chamishahin. He says that no. He argues on Rav Chista. There's not seven types of gold. There's five types of gold. The last five in Rav Chista's list. He argues on Zahav and Zahav Taif. V'chochad v'chad is bei Zahav v'Zahav Taif. It's just that each one of those five, so there's two grays. There's a more fine Zahav Taif, and then there's a less refined, just Zahav, but it's really just five different types. Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well. Rashi says, referring to Zahav Parvayim, that it was Daimet Tadam Parim, that Bechol Yoim HaYezahav Yoraik, V'Hayoim Adam, that on Yom Kippur there was a special red golden shovel, V'Hainu Zahav Parvayim, which was Zahav Parvayim, Shadayim Ladam Parim, which was similar in appearance and color to the Dam of Parim. We said that during the year the Keteris was Daka. It was fine, it was thin, but on Yom Kippur it was Daka min Hadaka. So what's the Makar? Tan Rabbanim, we learned that Daka, the Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, by the Keteris, that it's Daka. And the question is Matam Olaymer, why does the Torah have to tell us that the Keteris needs to be thin? Doesn't the Torah already tell us every day that it has to be thin? So why on Yom Kippur does the Torah stress to us that it has to be Daka? Daka mina Daka, to teach us that on Yom Kippur it's not enough that it's just Daka, it has to be even Daka mina Daka, it has to be extra fine. Because being that once the Kohen gets to the top of the Mizbeach, he's going to turn to the right. So therefore, he went up the Mizrach of the Kevesh, so that he wouldn't have to be traveling across the Kevesh or across the Mizbeach for no reason. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went right up the middle and down the middle. My time of one, it was kvayt the Kohen Gadol to show kavod to the Kohen Gadol. B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol mekadish yad of raglav min akir, and on Yom Kippur he used a special kita and shalzav to wash his hands. So my time of why on Yom Kippur did he use a special kita and shalzav? Mishum kvayt the Kohen Gadol, again because of the kavod of the Kohen Gadol. We brought in the Mishnah Machlaikis if during the year was four Marachis, three Marachis, or two Marachis. Everyone said that there was an additional Maracha used on Yom Kippur. The Shaila is was it two used during the year and three in Yom Kippur, three during the year and four in Yom Kippur, or four during the year and five on Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa, which besides saying the different Shitas and how the numbers of Marachis, is going to tell us the details about what the Marachis were used for. So it says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, during the year it was two marachos, and Yom Kippur there was three. Achas maracha gedayla. One was the maracha gedayla, the main pry. The achas maracha shniyah shel kateres. The second one was the maracha shniyah that was used to get coals to gather the coals to be makter the kateres in the heichal. The achas shemaisifa bebayim. And then there was an additional extra maracha on Yom Kippur. Rashi learns to be used to bring coals in to be makter the kateres lefnai velefnim. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Al kaponim, that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That during the year there was two marachis, and on Yom Kippur there was three. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer b'chol yom shalish v'hiyom arvo, that during the year there were three marachis, and on Yom Kippur there was four. Achas da maracha gedayla v'achas maracha shniyah shel kateres, just like Rabbi Yehuda. And then there was an additional one used all year round, and that's v'achas shel kiyam ha'esh. Rashi explains means that it was a maracha that was used that if the maracha gedayla was getting weak, so they would be mechazik using coals from this maracha. It was a maracha of kiyam ha'esh. And then he agrees like everyone else. There was a fourth one used, special for Yom Kippur. That's Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Meir Aimer, b'chol yom arba v'yom chamesh. During the year there was four, and on Yom Kippur there was a fifth one. Achash amarach gedayla, v'achash amarach shnir shal keteres, v'achash okia meish. The same three as Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Meir adds one. V'achash leivar muftarim shal nisaklu mibe'erev. There was an additional one for karbonis which didn't get the chance to be brought onto the maracha on the previous day. They were brought onto the mizbeach, otherwise they would be pasul atzlina, but they weren't brought onto the maracha. They weren't burnt on the maracha, and therefore they were brought the following day on a special new maracha. It was a special fourth maracha used specifically for the karbanos of the previous day, and then va'acha shemaisifim bayayim. So says the Gemara, the kuli alma mias tarti islu. Everybody holds that there was at least two marachais. So minalan, what's the makar for these two marachais? So says the Gemara, the makar is amar kra, because the pasuk says, which is the drasha that we mentioned earlier on Lam Gimel and Aleph, that the pasuk says hi aila meikdal mizbeach kol alayla zu maracha gedayla. That part of the pasuk teaches us about the maracha gedayla, and then the pasuk ends off ve'eish hamizbeach tukad boy. That teaches us zu maracha shnei shel ketayres. The pasuk's talking about two different marachais. The beginning of the pasuk is talking about the maracha gedayla, and the second part of the pasuk is talking about the maracha shnei shel keteres. So Rabbi Yehuda now is taken care of. Rabbi Yosi kiyam ha'esh min alei. Where does he know that there was a third maracha used for kiyam ha'esh? Says the Gemara nafklei mi v'ha'esh al mizbeach tukad bay. A pasuk a few pesukim later that says v'ha'esh al mizbeach tukad bay. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk? Ha'hu la'atzasas alisa u'da'asa. That's to teach us about atzasas alisa, that when they would light the wood chips to then use to light the maracha gedayla. So those wood chips had to be lit on the top of the mizbeach. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Rabbi Yehuda says, minayin latzasas alisa shalei tehei ela bereishas hamizbeach. How do we know that these wood chips, they have to be lit on the top of the mizbeach? Meaning you might have thought that you could light it on the bottom of the mizbeach and then bring it up the mizbeach while it's already lit, and then use that to start the fire on the maracha gedayla. How do we know that it has to be lit dafka on the top of the mizbeach? Tamuleimer v'ha'esh ala mizbeach tukad boy. From ala mizbeach, he learns out that these wood chips, that tzatzalisa, has to be done on the top of the mizbeach. And then the Braisa just continues that Rabbi Yosi has a different drasha from that pasuk, that Amar Rabbi Yosi minayin shayisa maracha l'kiyam ha'esh. It's how do we know that we have a special maracha for kiyam ha'esh? Tamuleimer v'esh ala mizbeach tukad boy. That same pasuk. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi atzatzas alisa minale. Where does Rabbi Yosi know this halacha about atzatzas alisa that it has to be done dafka on the top of the mizbeach? Says the Gemara nafkali mihecha the nafkali Rabbi Shimon. He learns it out from the same place that Rabbi Shimon learns it out from. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. V'nasnu b'nei Aaron hakayin eish al mizbeach. The pasuk says that b'nei Aaron hakayin they put eish on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda darshins from here that limin al atzatzas alisa shloi tehei ela b'kayin kasher ubeklishares divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from B'nai Aaron that it has to be dafka with a kayin, and from Hakayin that it has to be with klisharis with this big day kahuna, big kihunai. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda learns from there. Amrulai Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Yehuda, the chitala al daitoch shazar kariv legabe mizbeach. If you hold that atzatz salisa needs to anyways be done on top of the mizbeach, and you hold that from a different pasuk already, so why would I need this pasuk to teach us that it has to be done with a kayin? Would you think that the zar is going to go on top of the mizbeach? The way Rashi learns is that it's also for a zar to go on top of the mizbeach. So once it's also for a zar to go on top of the mizbeach, so why do you, and you're telling me that atzatzas alisa needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach, so why do you have this drasha that it needs to be done through a koyein? Ella says, Rabbi Shimon, limid al atzatzas alisa shalei tehei ela bereishas hamizbeach. This pasuk is the makar that atzatzas alisa needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach. And that's where Rabbi Yosi will learn this din out from as well. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say back to the Taina of Rabbi Shimon, that if he already has a makar that atzatzas alisa needs to be done on the top of the mizbeach, so why does he have a makar from here? How could he darsh it from here that it needs to be done dafka al yedei kayin? Obviously, it needs to be done through a kayin if it needs to be done on top of the mizbeach. So says Rabbi Yehuda that imi hasim, if it was just for the pasuk which teaches us of al mizbeach that atzatzas alisa needs to be done on top of the mizbeach, I still might have thought that the Tzar could do it. How? Because Havamina Kaya Ara Vavi Bimapucha, I might think that the Tzar could stand on the ground of the Azara and he'll flame the fire of the wood chips from on top of the Mizbeah from the ground. Kamash Malan, that no, that Tzatzas Alisa needs to be done dafka through a Kaya. So now we finished explaining the cheetahs of Rabbi Yehuda, we finished Rabbi Yossi, now we're moving on to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Ivar Muftarim, Shonis Achlumi Be'erev, Minole, where does he know that there was a fourth pry on the Mizbeach, a fourth maracha used to burn the previous day's karbanos? Nafkulemi Ve'esh, he learns that from the extra vav, it's the same pasuk that we use to tell us about the maracha Shnir Shel Ketayres, Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukadboy, but he learns that from the extra vav that there was an additional maracha, and that maracha, he says, was used to burn the previous day's karbanas. V'rabbanan, meaning everyone else who argues on Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, what do they do with this extra vav? So says the Gemara, vav loy darshi, that over here they don't darshin this vav, which we said, not in Kol Tarakula, it's not a rule that they don't darshin the vav, but over here they don't darshin the vav this way. V'rabbanan evar muftarim shonis achlu mi be'erev my avalu. So what do they taka do with the previous day's karbanos which weren't burned? If they don't have a special maracha for it, so what do they do with them? So says the Gemara, mehadruhu l'maracha gedayla. They put it back onto the regular maracha, onto the maracha gedayla. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, minayin le'evar muftarim shonis achlu mi be'erev. How do we know regarding the evar muftarim shonis achlu mi be'erev that they weren't consumed fully by the previous day? Shesoyjin al gabi mizbeach, that they set them up on top of the Mizbeach, presumably there's no Maracha Gedayla set up yet, so they would just set it up on top of the Mizbeach, the Ma'ed Machzikon, and if there was no room, so Shasaydrin ala Kevesh, they have to put it somewhere so that it shouldn't become possible for Lina, so it has to be somewhere on the Mizbeach, so they put it onto the Mizbeach, if there's no room, they put it onto the Kevesh, Ayal Gabi Soyviv, actually ask the Maracha Gedayla until they set up the Maracha Gedayla of the Saydrin, and then they put the Varm onto the Maracha Gedayla. How do we know this halacha? That eventually they then get put onto the Maracha Gedayla. Tamalaymer, because the pasuk says, "Asher soicha la'esh asa oila al mizbeach." It describes the oila as being on the mizbeach, on the maracha gedayla. Now we know that the oila goes on the maracha gedayla, that it goes onto the mizbeach. It says that in the previous pasuk, the pasuk right before this one. So what does it say al mizbeach for? So Rashi explains, "In ena inyan about a regular oila, it must be it's to teach us about a different type of karban. The karban is from the previous day that they also get put onto the maracha gedayla." Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that there was a special maracha for the previous day's karbanos? So what is he darshin from this pasuk? Says the Gemara, he darshins that ikulei oila tamachzer via tamachzer ikulei ketayres. That it's only a varm of the oila that they weren't fully consumed, that they pop off of the mizbeach, that you have to put them back onto the mizbeach. But when it comes to ketayres, ikulei ketayres pieces that fall off the mizbeach hazav, you don't put them back on. He learns that from ha'oila al mizbeach and not the ketayres on the mizbeach. The Tani of Rabbi Chananya bar Minyumi b'devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that he taught this drasha as well, that asher toicha la'esh asa oila ala mizbeach, that he darshed from here the same way we just said, that ikulei oila atamachzer via atamachzer ikulei ketayres, that you only put the ikulei oila back onto the mizbeach, but you don't put back on the ikulei ketayres.